From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council late Tuesday condemned North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, calling it an outrageous act, demanding Pyongyang abandon its missile and nuclear programs. Koro Besho is Japan's ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
He said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up their statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one that includes further sanctions. Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises, which it views as a prelude to invasion, as well as contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam, where the U.S. has a major military base. Leader Kim Jong-un also warned of more missiles over Japan, calling Tuesday's launch a curtain raiser. President Donald Trump said the message from the North was received loud and clear. He said such tests only further isolate the regime and all options are on the table. Robert Manning is with the Washington-based think tank Atlantic Council.
So it's hard to respond to everyone appropriately or strongly, and I think the message that all options are on the table was, I think, the important point, and the president made that.
Manning described the missile launch as coming perilously close to an act of war. Kenya's Supreme Court has heard closing arguments by lawyers for opposition leader Raila Odinga over this month's election, challenging the Election Commission's conclusion it was won by President Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga claims the vote was fraudulent, claiming hackers infiltrated the commission's servers to manipulate the outcome. Chief Justice David Maraca said a decision would be handed down Friday. This is VOA News.